we saw the Sheiresh of a Milchama Sa'amim.
Incredible.
The entire history, since the Dora Flogga, we see that the nations of the world are fighting each other over cultural, language, territory. That all started by the Dora Flogga, the Musang of Am. And we saw that Klal Yisrael also underwent a change from Yochid to Am. From Yochid to Am. We finished Yitzchok, yeah?
Yeah.
That was the way to say Yochid. And then Yaakov was given the job of building an Am. As an Av, he was also an Av. He was a Yochid. His job was to make sure that after him, there was an Am. So Kuf Mem at the bottom. Yaakov Inu Chalt Kuf Chadosha. Tafkidoi Shel Yaakov Avinu Hayela Hakim Es Am Yisrael. Tchila Yud Bei Shvotim V'Acher Kach Shivim Nefesh. Ad Kedai we said, we did this, no?
Yeah, we did. We were up to Tanzor
Yud. Oh, we're up to Kuf Mem Alav. I'm just saying we did Yaakov as well. Yaakov didn't leave the world until he saw Shish Riba Yelif. So Kuf Mem Aleph. That's what happens when we take a day break.
Yeah, well, just wait.
We get confused. Ha'ez b'lakahu, k'kol oid lo yo'amim bo'ilam, yoli tzorech ba'am sh'yetzigas Hashem. Because when you didn't have nations, then you didn't need a nation to represent Hashem in the world, because there was no nations. Ha'chashavim kulam nechleku l'lashenayis. Am Yisrael tzrichim liyayis mukhorim bo'ilam ka'am. Mukhorim bo'ilam ka'am. Hayimetzeges HaKadosh Baruch Hu Koshinema Amzu Yatati Li Tihilosi Yisapeiroi. Now that you have nations in the world, you need a nation of Hashem that can be recognized as a nation that represents Hashem in the world, as the Pasuk says, Amze Yatati Li Tihilosi Yisapeiroi. Tafkid Amazeh Liyatzeges HaKadosh Baruch Hu Elmu Omas HaOlam V'Chivan She'agoyim. Kulam Macholkim Leumas Tzrichi Liyos Uma Achas Haymatzeges Es Hashem Lemul Kol Ha'Amim. The tafkid of this new nation will be to represent Hashem in the world against all the nations of the world. Since all the Asian nations of the world are now divided up into umays, you need one Uma that will represent Hashem Mul Kol Ha'Amim. What does all this mean? The last words of our Makesha. Dugma Ledova Beyameinu. Al menas shekutzam yosem es tzi mokeres ka'uma, itzriche ishu mi'a'umas ha'muchedes. Shikorabu'am. Today we have a thing called United Nations, whose job is to divide everybody and make sure there's wars. Because they make money out of wars. Who makes money out of wars? You ever know that? There's a lot of money to be made out of wars. You look at that, who makes the money in wars? Who's the biggest interest in wars? No. If you don't have money, you can't buy arms. No, bank. Who holds the debt? Who holds the debt of wars? The bank. Poshut. It's a better business than mortgages, that I can tell you. You bankroll wars. Wars cost a lot of money. Poshut. Okay. Anyway, so today you have a thing called United Nations. And if you want to be a nation today, you have to get a stamp of approval from the United Nations. You can't just be a nation. You want to be a Taiwan wants to be an independent country. You need a stamp of approval from the United Nations. They're not going to get it because China is on the Security Council. They can veto any decisions. That's why Taiwan is still today not an independent nation. It's an independent nation, but here. Get the picture. Okay, interesting. Below zu kvutzana shim zu enu zeke le'karak am. This group of people will not be recognized as a nation. Kam kan Yisrael kibel es ma'amod ka'am kasha omdu mulayami. When the world stood up against Klal Yisrael now gets a tour of an am. We don't get the approval, but we get their creation of what's called an Am. Tafkida Sham Yisrael Huli Yaisa Ama Nifchad Yetzeges Hametzius Hashem Boilam Levamoy Keneged Amim Kulam Amakchishim Is Metzius Hashem. Our job is to bring into the world belief in Hashem, as opposed to the nations of the world that deny Hashem. Gam Metzius Shel Am Einu Shoyleles Es Ma'ilas HaYechidim. Very important. The fact that there's now a nation and we're part of a nation doesn't possible the Yechidim. There's an Am and we're part of an Am and you bottle to them, but you're a Yochid as well, independent. Bekol Am Nivcho Yochid Shehu Manig Yesa Am Koveh Es Chukaya Kashe Kula Mitbatlim El HaYochid. You also have Yochid, you have the leader of the nation who makes all the laws and everything and everyone's bottled to him. Gam Lamesol Yesh Ma'ilis Yechidim. Bekol Do Yesh Es God Lado Shinitenis Beyodah Hanogus Ado. We also have a Yechidim, you have the God Lado, you have the Nossi, you have the Avbeistim. Hayu Melochim Nevim B'Yisrael. Ukiyom b'chol dova do shata la kodesh boruch hu tzadik v'nosim b'yodeh es hanhoges hador. Hard to see that today because we're so fragmented, but that's the pre-messianic way the world has to be. About be'ikaron until the Second World War, there was a God Lador who ran the world, he was an Avbeistim, he was a Nossi, and given over to them was the way that the nation conducted itself. Kishem shel klal am yesh tzava murgan ubo chaylo is rabim. Every nation has a well-organized army and they have lots of soldiers. They call pluga shitas pula yichidyois madim shonim sismos shoynes v'kenim shonis lintzachom b'chamav. In the same way, in an army, you have lots of different branches, lots of different types of parts to the army. You have your air force, you have your navy, you have your cavalry, you have your dog corps, whatever, you have all the different, that each one has these different kalim in order that you should be much clear in war. Kashem etarim ushu tesis lukulam, but everyone has a common goal, win the war. Kulam shu'atim kol echad b'keilev la'avar oise kivun. Kachu gam kal Yisrael. Yesh bo yud bei shvotim, zromim shoinim chugim shonim. Kal Yisrael has 12 shvotim. By the way, all the period we see in the world today, Shoirish is back to the Yudbei Shvatim, the different Moschot and Tila. Why is he doing Yudchasvadi? Why is he doing Ashkenaz? These are new things. No, they're not. They go all the way back to Yudbei Shvatim. Hmm? What, the Svadi just invented a new Yusach Tila? And Ashkenazim said, no, we're going to have our own. Right about the times of the Beis Yosef, when did this whole thing start? Well, we made up new things. There's no Moschot at all. It wasn't given to us at Ashkenaz. All just new stuff. The angels get a gedola. Which tefillah did they design? All of them. Each shevet had a different nusach tefillah. Each person had a different nusach tefillah. How many times do you daven a day? Or supposed to daven a day?
Okay.
How many times are you supposed to daven a day?
Three.
Three? No. You don't have to daven three times a day. No. You have to daven a shachris and you have to daven a minchah, you have to daven a ma'ariv. Those are three different tefillahs. You don't daven three times a day. Shachris is one davening, minchah is another davening, ma'ariv is another davening. You have to daven one shachris, one minchah, and one ma'ariv. Those are different tefillahs. Oh, what's the difference? A shachris is the same as a minchah? A minchah is the same as a ma'ariv? So let Avram besaken shachris, minchah, ma'ariv. He didn't use besaken shachris. And Yitzhak was Masakan Mincha. And Yaakov was Masakan Mairi. Shachris is in the morning. Mairi was at night. What's the difference? What's the type? Is that our subject now? I'm just trying to show you. The Nefesh Haim goes even further. He says every tefillah that every Yochud davens is a different tefillah that does different things in the worlds, whatever. It's designed like that. Because that's why you need Nevi'im on the angels of Knesset Gedolah to know how to write a tefillah. Because that tefillah is not just slach lanu v'inikhi chatana. That slach lanu for every Jew who davens every time, three times a day, a different shachris mincha ma'ariv today and tomorrow and the next day. It's different tefillahs. There's no two tefillahs that were ever the same. Nefesh HaChaim says, we don't feel it. We don't sense it. Our shachris looks like a mincha, looks like a ma'ariv. It's all just mixed with the noshim and the mod. But a person comes into ma'ariv, he's going to look very different to the Jew who woke up this morning and daven shachris. What about mincha? They're very careful with mincha. What about shachris? Not. What about ma'ariv? Not. They're different. They're not the same. Shachris is Tommy Shil Shachris. Minchas Tavit Shil Ben Arbaim. My leave is Hector, the Katarim, the whatever left over. Different avoiders. Different avoiders. That's the Chiddush that you can be mashlim, your mercy, you can daven two minchas to make a Shachris. That's the way you get Chiddush. You daven a mincha to make a Shachris. That's the bonnet. I'm not sure to understand that. Okay, anyway. So the different Nuschayim, the different Chugim, all the different splits of that we have in Klal Yisrael stems from the Yud Bei Shvatim. Yisachar's tafkid in the world is not the same as Zvulun. And Zvulun's not the same as Yehuda. And Yehuda's not the same as Levi. And Osher and God have different tafkidim in the world. So they're given different kalim to do their tafkid. Lekol echad mehem tafkid yechoydi. Shem b'yom tzoyis kol echad v'echad makaris Hashem Hashem v'oifen meyuchad. Each person, each shevet, each group, each family is makaris Hashem Shemayim in his unique way. What's sinas chinam? What's sinas chinam? Simply put. Unjust, well, that's a good translation. It's not what it means.
Baseless hatred.
That's kind of what he said. Sinas chinam means you, not me. That's sinas chinam. That's sinas chinam. Kach shamati mi echad nagedoyli ador a few days ago. Sinas chinam is you, not me. I'm right. I'm correct. I'm the benchmark of reality. And everybody else is somehow not me. They've got a problem. If you're frumer than me, you're a fanatic. If you're not so frum as me, you're an apikairus. I'm the benchmark of reality, and you're not me. That's sinas chinam. Why should I be you? You have to be you, and I have to be me. Ish echad b'leiv echad. Why does Rashi tell us that the Klal Yisrael suited us in a ish echad b'leiv echad? Because you want to tell them they're united? They were b'leiv echad. What's the ish echad b'leiv echad? That's a chiddush. To be united is not such a big chiddush, but to be unique, to be an ish echad, to be your own unique person, different from anyone else, with a different mission, seeing the world different to everybody else. Everybody stood at Sinai and saw a different Kabbalah Satayra. Moshe Rabbeinu is telling everybody where to stand. Why? Stand where you are. What's the difference? Push and shove a bit and get a mouth new. People do know. Moshe has to tell you where to stand. Why? Because the way you're going to see Kabbalah Satayra is not the way he's going to see it. You need to stand where you need to stand to see your view. The Goyin says, the Machlekes, but the Goyin says that the Malach taught you Torah when you're in your mother's womb. He didn't teach you the whole Torah. He taught you the whole Torah you're going to need to actualize in the world. You got your Torah, I got my Torah. That's what the Goyin says. Others argue, I'm not saying not, but the Goyin brings a right from Apostle. You got the whole Torah that you need to actualize in the world. Not even just to actualize the same thing. You just have to make sure that you're within the framework of Torah. There are a lot of people who are different, so different that they set that reality. We're not talking about that. That's the muck of Torah Shebal Peh. Unfortunately, that's the advantage and disadvantage of Torah Shebal Peh, that you have a human input. Human input can go very skewed. Different forms of Torah only started off in the Vuhin. That's when it started. Up till the Vuhin, there was no Tzdukim, there was no Kareites, there were no different opinions about what the true Torah was. You either kept it or you did it. But everybody agreed what they weren't and were keeping. After Nevuah ended, and we worked into the world of Chochmah, where you now have the work of that is the human input to develop Torah through our own human input. Now you start getting into trouble. You start getting different religion. So we're not talking about that. We're not talking about Simcha Wasserman, who's once said a certain Hasidish Sheva Broch. Hasidish Sheva Broch. So there was a reform rabbi there. So he said to Rabbi Simcha, what are you doing here? The Bochonin's descendants said, the Hasidish Sheva Brochas, what are you doing here? He says, well, what's the problem? Klal Yisrael has, you have an air force, you have an army, you have a navy, there's lots of different parts of Klal Yisrael. So the reform rabbi said to him, and what are we? He said, you're the deserters. Army has deserters as well. You're the deserters. Started up with the wrong person. Aval. Simple, all these softness and sweetness, we need to be sharp. We and there was sheker involved and compromising. Okay. Fine, that's just some of the background to why we're all so different. Why that's good, but you have to be careful. Yisachos, Yisachos, Zvulun, Zvulun. And they each have a different tafkid. And they're all Makadosh, Shem Shemaim, in their unique way. And Mashiach's not going to come till we work this out. The Metzias shel Am, shel Tzava, Yesh Utzma Adira. The Metzias of a nation, of an army, has enormous koyach. Ach Yesh Bitl Miyusam, shel Utzmusa, shel Kol Yochid. But there is a certain nullification of the koyach of the Yochid. They sort of like contradict each other a little bit. The Ish Echad Balei Vechad is not so poshid, as we just said. The army is made up of individuals, but you're all mevatel to the army, so the yichud gets a little bit damaged. Emphasize the yichud too much, then the nation's mission gets a bit messed up. How do you mishalev these two? Exactly. You understand reality, just look at yourself. Just look at your goof. There's another Makabalim say that if you understand reality, just look at your goof. All there. It might be that the individual's koyach may not get fully expressed because he's kind of got to, you know, he's got to twist himself to the nation's greater needs. Until he goes to the army, he's at home and he's very well treated and spoiled and all's good. He has different yearnings, different talents, different approaches to life, and his parents accommodate that. What happens when he gets to the army? He's no more Yankel Cohen. He's now number 2341. Yeah, same as everybody else. The shape of your hair, they put you in the same clothes. Everyone looks exactly the same. You don't recognize anybody. That's it. You'll become one. But when it chile mevatli mes tchushes hayichidyot shelo, kedai lachnia es gavosoi, ulasoi sitzaisom. First, you knock all the nonsense out of him. You knock all the gav out of him. You bash him down. You break him down. So now you can start rebuilding him. Ayudut. Mechazekas b'shtei atatzumois gam yachad. Oitzmas haklal keklal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is these two dynamics. You have the koyach of Klal Yisrael as a klal, ka'am, agam, ma'atzimes koyach shel chol yochid v'yochid. But you have the koyach of each yochid v'yochid. Einu botel b'roiv am. He's not botel b'roiv. Other rabba, ha'toyre ma'atzima kol yochid. The Torah gives koyaches to each yochid. Oitzmas elu tidboru vidlavnu kashe nivchoru la'am b'tzeisim v'mitzrayim. That's what was happening. These two koyaches is what was being developed and built when Klal Yisrael went out of Mitzrayim and they were being made into an am. Shnei mivchonim oiv ha'am Yisrael b'tchilos yitzirosek. Klal Yisrael went through two fundamental nisyonos, tests, beginners, at the beginning of their creation. Kifisha advarim mishtakfim midivrei b'am reseinu zal, v'choyre golos mitzrayim v'ashibud histayme ubo el kitzon v'ois alayle shebo gilshu pare v'kol avadov el bnei Yisrael me'atzo. What we got from Chazal is that the golus of Mitzrayim and the Shibud ended when Mamash, Lamaisa, started before, obviously, but when did it end? It was on that night that Paro drove Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. Beitzuma shel oisi yoyim yotzu b'nei Yisrael b'yad chazoka v'runatua u'ba'isiz meisim v'begilu shechina v'mitzvah. That's what happened that night. Lachashiva yomim hitrachesh irua bilti tzipoy. 7 days later, they're out of the time now, the end of the Golus, it's all good, yeah? We're on our way to Israel. Pack your bags, hope the plane doesn't get cancelled, and we're on our way. 7 days later, something very unexpected takes place. Kriyas Yamsu. Afechet lo'ala al daitoy, koilel moishe, Even Moshe didn't know what was going on. She bikshu shuv et samitz in v'yavdu because zu zira. Moshe didn't have a half a minute. He wasn't told. He didn't know. He himself was shocked. He got it all wrong. He learned the psukim superficially. That they were going to meet the Mitzrim again. And they were going to be in such a sakana, the greatest sakana Klal Yisrael was ever in, was Zion, the Shnei Shel Pesach. Lumas Yitzitz Mitzrayim, Shidibra Aleya, Korul Lashana, Ma'az, Shegir, Moshe, Nimidyan, V'yoydu, Kol Prate, Ayiru, Matayim, Ha'ichet, and he said, V'yavsum, Hayu, Maftir, Ubil Titzipoy. From the time that Moshe came back to Mitzrayim, from Midian, he knew everything that was going to happen. Moshe would say to him, get a paro, tell him this, it's going to be at this time of the night, it's going to be this much frogs, are going to be so much, and so much, this market, this is what's going to happen, and paro's going to do this. The whole thing is completely open book in front of Moshe Rabbeinu. When they're going to leave Mitzrayim, how it's going to be, a kol akol musuda. Until they arrive now at Yam Suf with the Nisoyen, totally unexpected. The Chenreli Bezmoyen and Maim Oisifi Lemonosu Ledias Hashem Kriyas Yam Suf V'chol Hashem V'cheshbo. What did Kriyas Yam Suf add? What did Kriyas Yam Suf add? What I need it for? Lo Nintein Lo Mekil Hashem Ibud HaMitzim Bilvadei Adobo. No, you need it to destroy the Mitzim. Hashem has plenty of ways to destroy the Mitzrim. There's not much left of the Mitzrim before Kriyas Yam Suf. Hashem could have killed them without Kriyas Yam Suf. No shortage of ways for Hashem to wipe out the Mitzrim. Gemor kain kevishem mevir rasenu aderech shoyin sov rupnei sov b'toy chayam lo obilo yisam lehem shech dochom. Don't we know all they needed to get across the river. They didn't have ferries in those days. So how are they going to get across? The problem is they never went across. They landed up on the same side of the yam after they went when they came back. They were on the same side of the yam. So the goal wasn't to get them onto the other side of the yam. So what was this whole story about? Lama Hashem haydo yisam lazo azeh bichlal. What are you bringing them from the first place? You take them to the yam, so then go into the yam and come out again on the other side. Why? There was shortage of mikvah. They went there for the mikvah. The problem is they didn't touch the water. You're telling me they had to go into the yam because they needed a mikvah. There was no tumas aret. You come back from Kutbah, you go to the mikvah. Said, you come out of Mitzrayim, they needed a mikvah. But the water, they didn't go into the water. Have you ever seen a mikvah with no water in? It doesn't help. So what was Kriyas Yam Suf all about? We've had this question before, no? We've had this question before. The whole chapter in Chelek Aleph. Come on, okay. Okay, Vina, Midivre Rebbe Seinu Mitbaye. From Chazal, we can learn like this. Ki hanais shehitchoyle la sasa yamash b'shvi shal Pesach hayem itztaruf lemisi yitzis mitzrayim umava shloma lelayla seyde. Mikoich shneem yachad nishlamu ha'atzi amitis l'cheirus oyla. See what's going on here. There was two Yitzias Mitzrayim. There was Yitzias Mitzrayim, Leila Seder, Esamakas, and Shvi'ah Shel Pesach, Kriyas Yam Suf. And in the Haggadah, we have a whole arichas there about how many Nisim were at Kriyas Yam Suf, how many was the Mitzrayim, the hand, the yad, the whole ganze shtickle there. There's a deep connection between Yitzias Mitzrayim and Kriyas Yam Suf. But what's going on? If we're going to be here tomorrow, I would stop now, but we're not going to see each other for 3 weeks unless Mashiach comes soon. We'll be a Kragil. This is one of the most important things you'll ever learn. I hope you before Pesach will finish this. Esa mako shevil yitzis mitzrayim bevade lekolach esmem yeshvim et lifnim voime. Ach yachad im zo is niten leazbi bevashu shekosh bochu roitze laris la'ayim kol as she tossed up a call, Marechus Ateva, Amatala Lo, Kivnu Raklap and Mitzrayim, and the Beikir Kadai Loitius Amo, Anifa, Mia Mitziut, Shedovka Bobush Nesa Shibu. There's some markers, there's plenty you can say about it, but the Pashtus, the most basic understanding is, of course, Bohu wanted to show the entire world his total control over the entire Marechus Ateva, to take out of, not of the Mitzrayim, but to take out of Klal Yisrael the Mitzrikai, the Koyfet Yod. Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted to show everybody that every molecule is in his total control. Paro is used as a means to publicize the Koyach of Hashem. Kodesh Baruch Hu hikes mitzri be'esamako Hashem k'neged asor mamore she'ev v'libro oilam v'pokach bitl nesa ashkofa amuretis adet. You know, I'll just tell you outside, because we've done this many times. There was two things going on here. Why? Because there was Yetzias Mitzrayim with the Ekamak Esamakas that created Am Yisrael. And there was Kriyas Yamsuf, which created each Yochid Ve'yochid in Am Yisrael. That's what we're talking about, right? There's an Am and there's a Yochid. And you need both. And they're not a stira. You need both. What was being born through the Esamakas in the 7 days until Kriyas Yamsuf was an Am Yisrael being built. But there was no room for the Yochid. When did the Yochid have expression? So very quickly. Who was the first guy that jumped into the water? Where was Moshe? Moshe was busy davening and davening and davening. Hashem says, now's not the time to daven. Now's not the time to daven. Lift up your hand, talk to Klal Yisrael, and go into the water. And Moshe says, guys, after you. What are you talking about? Well, Klal Yisrael being asked to commit suicide here. You realize it. They couldn't swim. Jump into the water and what? You're going to die. You're going to die. But 1 second, Hashem, you told me that we come out of Mitzrayim in order to get the Torah to go to Eretz Yisrael. And now you're telling me jump in the river? Huh? It's not like the Nisrael. It is the Nisrael of you. It is. Where's Moshe again? Smas Emes says, Smas Emes says, there weren't just 12 paths through the water. There were 600,000 paths through the water. Each Yochid Ve'Yochid was being given the test of Avram Avinu. Each Yochid Ve'Yochid is being tested as a Yochid. Are you going to pass the test of Avram Avinu and be a Yochid as part of Klal Yisrael? Not a Yochid on your own and not just Mevatel to the Am, but a Yochid that's part of Am Yisrael. Hashem says, go into the water and drown yourself. And they did. Don't ask me why everyone only knows about Nachshu. It's a good question. I haven't done it. I was asked to Sfas Emes. Had Moshe gone in first, and the Pasuk tells us that Moshe went last. Because if Moshe gone in, well, there's no brainer. Moshe goes in, when he goes in, there's no test. Moshe stands aside. He doesn't do anything. Go on, Metzah. You're going to listen to the tzibur and you're going to jump in, or you're not going to jump in. At Kriyas Yamsuf was built the individuals. Now you have an Am made up of individuals working for a common goal as individuals, but they're all part of the Am. That's what we have to get back to before Mashiach comes. Kolzman, you're not me, and that's a problem. That's a problem. Kolzman, you're not me, and that's fantastic, because we're all working together, like the right hand and the left hand, like the ear and the toe, we're all working together. Then we have an Am Yisrael made of individuals. Kolzman, everybody has to be the same as me. That's in the skin. Kolzman, the fact that you're different than me means we can't build Klal Yisrael. That's in the skin. At Kedai, we have to be Ish Echad, B'Lev Echad. You can't get rid of the Ish Echad, you can't get rid of the Lev Echad, otherwise you don't get Torah. To get Torah, you need Ish Echad, B'Lev Echad. So we should be Zoyche B'Zot Hashem, not to have to miss Sunday's learning. If Mashiach comes, B'zad Hashem, Seder will be normal on Sunday. If Mashiach unfortunately doesn't come, well then we'll see you whenever Rosh Chodesh Elul B'zad Hashem. Unless Mashiach comes before then. Gam yuchol liot. Mashiach comes. What's the Ben Zman?
We're not Ben Zman?